Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
He's unhinged. He's gonna kill us all. This is an SOS from the USA. Location. All the way from the Atlantic to the Pacific. SOS! SOS! Mayday! 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 Help! Help!
The USA, a luxury liner, sailing the great wide sea. The captain named Barack Obama, for 8 years sailed smooth and free. But sadly, Obama had to go away. The ship hit rough water that day. Someone gave the bridge up to the scoundrel Donald Trump. My blood crawled, things start to fall. Hold my head as the sailors fall. Captain, the ship is sinking. Children up in cages, dogs whistling, your races. How low can we go? Shall we abandon ship? Or shall we sit on it and perish slow? We don't know.
We don't know.
Captain, you tell me what to do. With wealth that none surpassed. And in her days she sailed majestically. There were few in her class. Faithfully she fulfilled her sailor's needs. Some were overpowered by greed, and so they pilfered slow. Some took by bulk and go. Now she looks dull, she's at a lull. She can barely sit on her hull. The ship is sinking.
Captain,
these seas are rough. Yeah, locking children up in cages, dogs whistling, your races. How low can we go? Shall we abandon ship? Or shall we sit on it and perish slow? We don't know.
We don't know.
Captain, you tell me what to do. Her best to help out those in distress. Now it's so sad to see. She's in difficulties. Though she helped jeer, some of them cheer and sarcastically declare,
"Captain,
the ship is sinking.
Captain,
these seas are rough." Locking children up in cages, all whistling erases. How low can we go? Shall we abandon ship? Or shall we sit on it and perish slow? We don't know.
We don't know.
Captain,
you tell me what to do.
Suspicion running strong. Who's to be blamed for all her failures? Who's to be blamed for doing her wrong? Oh, please remember, I'm warning you. The last 4 years she had to say through. Who hold the keys to the vault? So now we know who's at fault. It's up to you, it's up to me, to make her worthy to go back to sea.
Captain,
the ship is sinking.
Captain,
these seas are rough. Oh yeah. Locking children up in cages, dog whistling their races. How low can we go? Shall we abandon ship? Or shall we sit on it and perish slow? We don't know.
We don't know.
Captain, you tell me what to do. We don't know.
We don't know. You tell me what to do.
Emergency MAGA message, okay? As you can see, I'm standing in front of my great Blu-ray collection. Everybody always wants to talk about their books and Room Raider, okay? I don't need your rating. I have strong Blu-rays. Books are very overrated. And speaking of overrated books, Bob Woodward. Mike, I know you're always talking about how much you like wood. But Bob Woodward is not, he's not the good kind of wood. He's bad. We're calling him Bad Woodward, okay? Total failure. Nobody ever even heard of this guy until I showed up. He wrote a nasty book a couple years ago. Never got sources from me. Never talked to me. You know, he only called my office like half a dozen times. I told him, no thank you. But he still should have talked to me, even though I explicitly rejected him. And now he's got a new book out, and he's claiming that he has tapes. Clearly, this Donald Trump he spoke to is part of the deep state trying to take down Donald Trump. Okay, and we're not going to let him. We're not going to let him do that. So Bob Woodward is a total fraud, a total fake. You know, Carl Bernstein's sort of a loser too, but I think he was more successful. Okay, because he was played by Dustin Hoffman, who has more Oscars than Robert Redford, who played Bad Woodward. So I trust Dustin Hoffman a lot more than Robert Redford, who looks very blonde and leathery now. Whereas Dustin Hoffman may not have been so handsome to start with, but he sort of, you know, kind of maintained. He sort of maintained his average looks, but now he's probably ahead of Redford. But the point is, the book is a total fake, okay? They're just using Donald Trump to take down your hero, Donald Trump, and I'm not going to let him, okay? I don't care what I have to do to stop Donald Trump. I'll shoot Donald Trump on Fifth Avenue and probably gain support. So Bob Woodward's a disgrace. We're going to look into it. And just remember, COVID's not so bad.
Trump told Bob Woodward on February 7th, before any known American deaths from the virus, that he knew COVID-19 was airborne and a deadly threat.
It's also more deadly than your, you know, your even your strenuous flus.
3 weeks later, President Trump told the American people a totally different story.
It's a little like the regular flu that we have flu shots for.
And now, other Trump contradictions brought to light by Bob Woodward's tapes.
This November, we're going to win really big.
This November, we're going to undermine our democracy really big.
I believe strongly, believe in the Bible strongly.
I haven't read it.
Oreos. I love Oreos. I'll never eat them again.
And I was never a fan of Brad Pitt.
He was a young, handsome, beautiful guy. Now he's a little older, but still handsome.
I love our military.
G.I. Joe is a loser.
Your future is what I'm focused on each and every day.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys, and things got out of hand.
I'm Anderson Cooper, and this country is the once popular jock, now selling tires behind an abandoned Pizza Hut. Bob Woodward has done it again, breaking the explosive story that President Trump knew in early February about the dangers of coronavirus. Woodward's super secret source was 18 extended interviews with the president himself. Let's listen.
Coronavirus is really serious, but I'm going to play it down. I want people to have a smile on their face as they hack their last breath. Look, I just want to be a cheerleader for the country. You know how cheerleaders still cheer when the top three players are hooked up to a ventilator.
Trump hit the trail to defend himself.
So nice to be here in the one part of America that's not on fire. Everything's going great, folks. Don't believe anything you see, hear, or feel deep inside. Forget about these Michael Cohen and Bob Woodward books. I'll give you the cliff notes. I wanted to be president again more than I wanted to stop this deadly pandemic. Wow, you people will cheer for anything. Get this. I knew how bad coronavirus would be, and then lied about it because I don't give a about anyone not named Trump. Jeez, I probably won't be voting for that guy. Anyway, I was going to kick this off with my law and order spiel, but for some reason, people aren't buying my message of I alone can clean up the shit I took on your deck. But mark my words, if Biden wins, I will not be here to stop the chaos I am constantly creating. I have to admit, hearing you cheer is the weirdest part of all this. None of you people have masks, and I thought the troops died for nothing.
I mean, is it worth saving everyone?
I didn't say soldiers were bad. I just said they were losers. I love the troops. That's why I dodged the draft, to give the troops more space to shiver in foxholes.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to go on Tapper tomorrow and mop up this geyser.
I'm using your tax dollars to defend myself against rape accusations. Do we love it? We love it.
Trump. Still a good chance white women will f*** this one up again.
Okay, bye-bye forever, nobodies. Dakota was the name of a girl Jeff Epstein introduced me to. Ooh, forget I said that. Oh, no. I'm done looking at these piggies in the snout. Speed round time. Drain the swamp. They're coming for the suburbs. QAnon is real.
Empty your airplane toilet on us!
Life with COVID is surreal, but watching crowds cheer the man who brought this hill upon us makes me feel like I'm floating through space. Your thoughts, Vice President Biden?
Wowee! I might win this thing!
So your president is not too happy. In fact, I would say I'm angry. And it's because Bob Woodward, okay, so-called journalist, well-known fraud, and disgraceful human being. He did one of the most disgusting things a journalist has ever done. In a series of 19 interviews, which were, some were very short, so it was almost like only 14 and a half interviews, real interviews, which is barely any. He recorded me with my consent and then used my exact words to report what I was saying, and it's one of the most heinous, I've never, you know, one of the, you know, you like, right, Pence? Okay, well, he's not even there. I'm so down. A great vice president, he isn't even there, he's just watching, you know, I don't know what he's watching, Bohemian Rhapsody for the 400th time. But now, our presidency, my great leadership is under attack. And now they're claiming that I told Mohammed Grilled Salmon, the guy in Saudi Arabia, that he would get a free pass just because I gave him a free pass because I got Congress to leave him alone. And here's what happened. I said, Congress, leave him alone. And they did. And then I talked to Mohammed Grilled Salmon. And he said, if I invited Bob Woodward, we were joking, but he said, if I invite Bob Woodward, he could do the same that he did for Kareem Abdul-Khashoggi, you know, the great basketball player who wrote for the Washington Post that, you know, had a little accident, we call it. And he said, if I invited Woodward for a series of interviews, he could do the, you know, he could give him the Kareem Abdul-Khashoggi treatment. And, you know, with the sky hook, remember that? And then I invited Woodward for all those interviews and told him all these things. And he just got away. So, Grilled Salmon, you failed and you're fired.
It's hard to keep track of all the grotesque criminality and sociopathic incompetence of the Trump administration on any given day. Just in the last 24 hours, we've learned that Trump's Department of Homeland Security censored intelligence on Russian meddling in the 2020 election, downplayed the threat of white supremacist terrorism, and distorted evidence to match Trump's lies about Antifa. The Health Department tried to muzzle the government's top infectious disease expert and prevent him from warning the public about the dangers coronavirus poses to children. And on top of all that, the president admitted on tape months ago that he knew the coronavirus was deadly and airborne and confessed that he was lying when he downplayed the threat of a dangerous and highly infectious disease.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
The virus. They're working hard. Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true.
Now, the virus that we're talking about having to do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April. With the heat, as the heat comes in. Typically, that will go away in April.
China is very, you know, professionally run in the sense that they have everything under control. I really believe they are going to have it under control fairly soon. You know, in April, supposedly, it dies with the hotter weather. And that's a beautiful date to look forward to.
He did know the truth about the coronavirus, and he lied about it. He was aware that it was airborne, that it was deadly, and that it was worse than the flu. He could have easily informed the American people of the risks. Instead, he covered it up, as he confessed to journalist Bob Woodward in the bombshell tapes.
And so what was President Xi saying yesterday?
Well, we were talking mostly about the virus, and I think he's going to have it in good shape, but, you know, it's a very tricky situation. It's
it goes
through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your, you know, your even your strenuous flus.
While he was privately confessing that he knew coronavirus was much deadlier than the flu, he was publicly telling people it was just like the flu and suggesting it could even be cured by a flu shot.
That's a little bit like the flu. It's a little like the regular flu that we have flu shots for. And we'll essentially have a flu shot for this in a fairly quick manner.
A lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people. So you can't put them down in the category of the overall population in terms of this corona flu and or virus.
You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
No.
Probably not.
Probably not.
And if you're still wondering if this was an intentional strategy to hide the true danger of the situation from the American people, it was, because Trump confessed to that, too.
I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you...
Sure, I want you to
I
be.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
Oh, you didn't want to create a panic? Well, congrats, dude. You nailed it. Aside from a once-in-a-century economic crash that's threatened the health and livelihoods of millions of people, not to mention lines at food banks and fights and supermarket aisles over toilet paper, everybody's super chill. Now, If you'll excuse me, I have to go wash my face mask and microwave my mail.
Overnight at a packed indoor rally, President Trump breaking Nevada's COVID restrictions to court voters in the key battleground state.
We're going to win Nevada.
Speaking to a throng of mostly maskless supporters, his first indoor rally in nearly 3 months. The state prohibits gatherings of more than 50 people, but Trump defiant.
And if the governor comes after you, which he shouldn't be doing, I'll be with you all the way.
While those behind the president and in front of the cameras wore masks, most of the crowd did not. But that didn't bother supporters like Mila Christensen, who camped out overnight.
I'm not wearing a mask. It shows that I trust my president.
How are you going to call yourself the president of law and order when you're openly flouting the law? And not even for like a noble reason. No, it's just so that he can spend 90 minutes ranting about how vegetables were invented by the deep state and Hillary Clinton. And this isn't just about breaking the law. What Donald Trump is doing here is actually dangerous. The last time Trump held an indoor rally, he lost 25% of his black friends.
He didn't want people to freak out, so he tried to keep people calm.
Oh, yeah, totally. Trump's the picture of calm and poise. He's spent the last 4 years claiming caravans of migrants were coming to kill everyone and airplanes full of mysterious black-clad thugs were flying cross-country to burn down cities. He's the human embodiment of yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Fire!
Nearly 100 major wildfires are burning out of control in a dozen western states, and some have turned deadly.
With regard to the forest, when trees fall down after a short period of time, about 18 months, they become very dry. They become really like a matchstick, and they get up, you know, there's no more water pouring through, and they become very, very, they just explode. They can explode.
The age-old question, if a tree falls in a forest, and there's no one around to see it, can you convince reporters that it exploded? Trump doesn't believe the problem is global warming at all.
We have to do a lot about forest management. Obviously, forest management in California is very important. And now it extends to Washington and extends also to Oregon. There has to be good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state. So hopefully they'll start doing that.
Yes, it's all California, Washington, and Oregon's fault because they won't manage their forests. There's only one small problem. The federal government owns nearly 58% of California's forest lands, while the state owns 3%. It's basically like complaining your neighbor is doing a terrible job mowing your lawn. He doesn't even trim the hedges. And when is he going to do anything about all this weight I've gained? California's Secretary of Natural Resources did his best to cut through Trump's history of global warming denial.
We want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
No, it knows. Just because you don't know doesn't mean the science doesn't know the science. Now, it shouldn't be a surprise that Trump is downplaying the devastating fires out west. He spent the last 6 months ignoring a pandemic. And we now know that Trump wasn't just misinformed or stupid. He was lying. Back in February and March, Trump was publicly comparing the virus to an average flu and saying it would just go away by April. But listen to what he told Woodward on February 7th.
It goes through air, Bob. That's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. So this is deadly stuff.
So Donald Trump knew in February that coronavirus was passed through the air, was much deadlier than the flu. Then he lied about it, and 200,000 people died. So really, MAGA should stand for Make American Graves Again.
Just to be clear, we are taping this. We are back, Mr. President. How are you?
I'm the football guy.
Oh, good. Sir, the election is around the corner, and it seems your campaign strategy has been to ramp up your divisiveness and bigotry, spread misinformation, even disparage the military.
The news is so fake.
Listen, I get it. I was once an aspiring comedian just like you. I posted offensive things for shock value.
It was a disaster.
Calm down. The difference was I was doing it satirically, you know, using irony and exaggeration to point out absurdity, saying and doing things through a persona that I wasn't actually saying and doing. You know, kind of like how I'm not really at the White House with you right now, see? It's just a green screen. But I changed my act when I realized there were actually awful things actually being said and done by actually awful people. Just like you.
Look.
And once I had an actual platform, I vowed I would try my best to use it only for good. Aren't I great?
You know, I'm not sure.
And with November so close, there is one more vow I've taken. Would you like to hear it?
I don't have time.
Raise your tiny hand and repeat after me. I
won't vote Trump.
I won't vote Trump.
No, there's not a chance in hell.
No, there's not a chance in hell.
I will try to make a difference.
I will try to make a difference.
Cause this isn't going well.
Cause this isn't going well.
So don't waste your bad breath on me. I'd sooner cast my vote for Cardi B. I'll never vote Trump, never vote Trump, never vote Trump. Not me. Come on, sing. I won't vote Trump.
I won't vote Trump.
I will jump through any hoop.
I will jump through any hoop.
And if someone tries to make me.
And if someone tries to make me.
I will throw a can of soup.
I will throw a can of soup.
If there's a chance that I could get this bloated Cheeto off my TV set, I'll never vote Trump, never vote Trump, never vote Trump. Not me. Not I. Girl, please.
Bud will make the country great.
Uh-huh.
Pence will take you on a date.
No, thank you.
What if they manipulate and make you not feel so inclined?
I've made up my mind. I won't vote Trump.
I won't vote Trump.
To the polls is where I'll drive.
To the polls is where I'll drive.
If I'm 18 years or over.
If I'm 18 years or over.
Cause I'm over 45.
Cause I'm over 45.
So sorry I've offended you. But when it comes to voting, I work blue. I'll never vote Trump. Never vote Trump. Never vote Trump. Not me.
Not me.
Everybody.
Not me. I won't vote Trump. I won't vote Trump. I don't want another four. I don't want another four. And if someone steals my mailbox. And if someone steals my mailbox. I will build 100 more. I will build 100 more. I won't vote Trump. I won't vote Trump. I will vote without delay. I will vote without delay. I will do what's necessary. I will do what's necessary.
Just to make you go away. And though I've made some past mistakes, there's one I won't no matter what it takes.
The best is yet to come.
I'll never vote Trump.
Never vote Trump. Never vote Trump.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me. No, girl.
The news is so fake.
Girl, tell me about it.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.